The thrill of forging your own path is powerful. Nissan is bringing that thrill to our community in collaboration with the Black Effect Podcast Network to create The Thrill of Possibility, a community impact program and summit curated to support HBCU students in science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics, or STEAM, and introduce them to exclusive opportunities. Nissan is committed to creating opportunity for the whole community and ensuring that Black excellence is a part of the new future of automotive. For more information about this program and how to apply, visit blackeffect.com/Nissan.
Slack is our digital HQ because it makes collaborating and staying organized so much easier, whether you're working in the office or not. A digital HQ is a single space for all things work, bringing together our entire team and all of our favorite tools. And with Slack Connect, we can invite guests of the show and other outside partners and vendors into our Slack channels, which makes working together a breeze. Our digital HQ not only helps us be more productive, it allows us to be more creative. Our team uses huddles all the time for casual audio conversations. It's like rolling your chair over to someone's desk for a quick chat. We use them to talk through ideas, brainstorm, or just catch up after a long weekend. With the flip of a switch, the huddle starts instantly, and you can enable video or share your screen as needed. It's just one of the ways Slack helps us to be more efficient and elevates our communication. Don't wait to see what you can accomplish with your own digital HQ. Go to slack.com/DHQ to get started. Slack, where the future works.
After the last 2 years of being at home a lot, no one wants to spend the day inside doing laundry. That's why all free Clear Mega Packs are bigger, with twice the cleaning ingredients compared to a regular pack, to give you a confident clean. All free Clear Mega Packs are 100% free of dyes and perfumes, and they're gentle on skin, even while they're tough on stains. Conquer the laundry and get on with your day. Purchase all free Clear Mega Packs today.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, a show where America is the star and the American people. Up next, a story from Gary Ginsberg, a retired executive who worked at such companies as Time Warner and News Corp, a big guy in the media business. He's here to share how the 37-year-old Triple Crown drought that was broken in 2015 brought with it a flood of memories of Sundays at the racetrack with his father. Here's Gary Ginsberg.
And they're into the stretch, and American Pharoah makes his run for glory as they come into the final furlong. And here it is, the 37-year wait is over. American Pharoah is finally the one. American Pharoah has won the Triple Crown.
When American Pharoah crossed the finish line in Belmont Stakes on June 6, 2015, becoming the first Triple Crown winner in 37 years, I cried. After talking with friends who also watched the race, most of us men in our 50s and 60s, I discovered I was not alone. Many of us were overcome by emotion and, as it turns out, mostly for the same reason. We were thinking about our dads. For a generation of American men born during the Great Depression, racing was much more than a five-week diversion from the first Saturday in May to the first Saturday in June. It was an obsession. And the obsession was shared with us, their children, so that in many cases, horse racing came to define the relationship we had with our fathers and the little free time they had to share with us. For me and for so many of my friends Saturday, the one person with whom we all wanted to share this historic moment was no longer by our side. The joy and thrill of the race was tempered by a profound sadness. My dad, Irwin Ginsberg, has had four great passions in life: the law, tennis, his family, and thoroughbred racing, though not necessarily in that order. He developed his fascination with horses as a kid in Buffalo during what was arguably the sport's heyday, following the exploits of horses like War Admiral and Citation. Between the ages of 7 and 18, he had already witnessed an astonishing five Triple Crown winners, and he was hooked. He wanted to make sure I got hooked, too. Sunday, the one day of the week he didn't go into his law office, was race day. We'd pile into our Chrysler New Yorker and head from our home in Buffalo to the Fort Erie racetrack in Ontario. Once there, Dad would walk me through the intricacies of the racing form, speed ratings, past performances, class levels, before placing a series of exotic bets on the fillies and mares traveling the hard-bitten Southern Ontario race circuit. When he lost, which was more times than not, he'd angrily crumple the betting slips, ending up with a small mountain under his seat by the end of the day.
That horse, named Secretariat, is the reason why one of the greatest crowds in horse racing history has turned out here at Belmont Park in New York.
But we were in front of our Zenith TV for the best race of all, the 1973 Belmont Stakes. Secretariat had already run the fastest Kentucky Derby and Preakness in history and came to the Race of Champions as the prohibitive favorite. For my dad, it represented the best chance to end a 25-year Triple Crown drought. My 11-year-old self sensed the moment's historic significance, so I brought my tape recorder.
Move, move!
Listening to that cassette today, I can hear the tension in my father's voice as the horses make their way to the starting gate. He yells at me to move away from the screen, though the race is still a minute from post.
Everybody's in line and they're off.
Then the race starts, and it quickly becomes a two-horse contest, with Secretariat pulling away after the half-mile pole. We're quiet at first, but the silence breaks when I shout, "He's gonna win!" My father shushes me, and we both go quiet again until Secretariat rounds the final turn.
Secretariat is widening now. He is moving like a tremendous machine.
My father starts repeating, "Oh my God, oh my God."
But Secretariat is all alone. He's out there almost a 16th of a mile away from the rest of the horses.
While I'm unable to control my prepubescent excitement, I begin screaming again at the screen.
Here comes Secretariat to the wire. An unbelievable, an amazing performance. He hits the finish 25 lengths in front.
In the years that followed, we watched Seattle SLU and Affirmed win their Triple Crowns and continued our Sunday traditions at the track, eventually with me adding to the mountain under our seats thanks to my paper route earnings. Then I left Buffalo for college, law school, and life in New York, and another Triple Crown drought set in. A decade ago, my father found out he had Alzheimer's. His mom, dad, and brother had all had the disease. He had feared it his entire adult life, and now he was to suffer the same fate. He was forced into a retirement he never wanted. But his love of horses endured. 3 summers running, I took him to the Saratoga race course until the betting became too complicated for him. But the Belmont still held a special place. Even as his brilliant mind declined, twice he managed to travel by himself from Buffalo to New York with hopes of witnessing one more Triple Crown alongside his son. And twice we were denied. Standing side by side, watching first Smarty Jones and then Big Brown lose in heartbreaking fashion, were among the happiest moments of my dad's retirement and of my adult life. My face still flushed from crying, I called my mom in Buffalo to see if Dad had watched. No, they hadn't watched the race. He wouldn't know a horse from a rabbit, she said. Instead, they were sitting at the table, having dinner. My father oblivious that his 37-year wait for another Triple Crown winner was over. I started to cry all over again.
And a great job on the production by Greg Hengler and a terrific father-son story. And we love those stories here on Our American Stories. My father, Irving, had 4 loves of his life: the law, tennis, his family, and thoroughbred racing. I'm not sure what order that was in. The story of Gary Ginsburg, his father, and the Triple Crown his father missed, here on Our American Stories. Here at Our American Stories, we bring you inspiring stories of history, sports, business, faith, and love. Stories from a great and beautiful country that need to be told. But we can't do it without you. Our stories are free to listen to, but they're not free to make. If you love our stories in America like we do, please go to OurAmericanStories.com and click the donate button. Give a little, give a lot. Help us keep the great American stories coming. That's OurAmericanStories.com.
When the world gets in the way of your music, try the new Bose Quiet Comfort Earbuds 2. Next-gen earbuds uniquely tuned to the shape of your ears. They use exclusive Bose technology that personalizes the audio performance to fit you, delivering the world's best noise cancellation and powerfully immersive sound, so you can hear and feel every detail of the music you love. Bose Quiet Comfort Earbuds 2. Sound shaped to you. To learn more, visit Bose.com.
With CheapCaribbean.com, you can get more food, more drinks, and more fun for less money on your all-inclusive beach vacation.
Like bottomless margaritas?
Yes, and...
going snorkeling whenever I want?
Yes, and...
moonlight dance parties?
Yes, and...
loaded fajita nachos?
Yes, and...
all the daiquiris I can drink.
You can say yes and to everything when you take a next-level beach vacation at Barcelo Resorts in Mexico in the Caribbean with CheapCaribbean.com.
It's us, Noel, Matt, and Ben from Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. Ready to get spooky?
If you dare, head to iHeartland in Fortnite and celebrate spooky season with a special Halloween episode of our podcast.
It's happening at State Farm Park, located smack dab in the middle of iHeartland.
Don't miss the Stuff They Don't Want You to Know Halloween special, available all the way till Halloween in iHeartland at State Farm Park starting Monday, October 24th at 7 p.m.
Learn more at iHeartRadio.com/iHeartland.
This is not sponsored, endorsed, or administered by Epic Games Incorporated.